It'd be difficult to imagine anything more exciting to do as a young man, woman, or couple in the world today than to be a full-time missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The message of the restored gospel we share is absolutely vital. It is from God, our eternal Father, for every one of his children on earth, and is centered in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. When that message is understood and lived, it can replace turmoil with peace, sorrow with happiness, and provide solutions to life's persistent challenges. We now have very clear direction for success in missionary service. It's provided by the guide, Preach My Gospel, and the resources developed to accompany it. The highly effective new missionary lessons are based on teaching by the Spirit rather than rote memorization. They've greatly improved sharing the gospel worldwide. Each mission present has been carefully taught how to implement the new materials. The result is a core of highly capable, devoted, enthusiastic mission presidents with the capacity to inspire and powerfully motivate their missionaries. The worldwide study and application of the concepts of Preach My Gospel by every missionary has strengthened our capacity to proclaim the message of the restoration, to teach the plan of salvation and the gospel principles accompany it. Raising the bar of worthiness has had far-reaching consequences. There's more devoted service in the field, stronger companion relationships, much more effective teaching, and improved retention of converts. The overall guidance given to supervise missionary work is unequaled. It supports all missionary efforts worldwide through area presences, the seven presences of 70, the quorum of the 12, and the personal concentrated interest of the first presidency. Exciting fields of labor the world over allow the inspiration of the Lord to call young men and women and devoted couples to challenging, exciting assignments conditioned to each personal need and capacity. I rejoice in the opportunity to participate in this captivating effort that potently blesses so many around the world. Elder M. Russell Ballard has spoken about creating a gospel-sharing home. I'll discuss how to prepare to be a full-time missionary as an elder, a sister, or couple. The process begins in the home long before missionary age, when parents instill in the minds and hearts of every young boy the concept of when I go on a mission, not if I go on a mission. Children are best taught gospel truths in the home, where instruction can be adapted to the age and capacity of each child. In the home, the whole armor of truth is tailor-fit to the individual characteristics of each child. Parental teaching qualifies children for life and prepares worthy young men for the joy of missionary service. In the home, a young girl can understand that her primary role is to be a wife and mother. Yet, as that preparation unfolds, there may be an opportunity to serve a full-time mission, provided recent counsel of the First Presidency is followed. Quote, worthy single women ages 21 and older may be recommended to serve full-time missions. These sisters can make a valuable contribution, but they should not be pressured to serve. Bishops should not recommend them for missionary service if it will interfere with eminent marriage prospects. Many parents are using parts of the guide Preach My Gospel to stress the concepts that will bear fruit as their children's testimonies mature while they're nurtured in the home. as a young boy, you can learn how to fulfill your duty as a future priesthood bearer. You'll be helped to understand and apply important teachings of the Lord. You'll be strengthened to live worthily, to be able to receive the sacred temple ordinances, and to serve a full-time mission. Such experiences will develop a foundation for the later blessing of your being a strong husband and father. Portions of Preach My Gospel will help you as a young woman to understand and apply doctrine for your role as wife and mother. Should you choose to serve a full-time mission, you'll have a foundation for it. Seminary programs will help you as a young man or woman to lay a foundation for happiness and success in life. There's a special course in the Institute program and at the three Brigham Young universities that can prepare you for missionary service. It's founded in the principles contained in Preach My Gospel and goes hand in hand with that powerful resource. It'll give you a head start for when you're called to serve. The power and effectiveness of the guide Preach My Gospel for missionaries, leaders, members, and parents is manifest by the fact that just under 1 million copies have been distributed thus far. Are you benefiting from your own personal copy? As a bishop or branch president, through motivating interviews, you can bless the life of every young man in your ward, as well as appropriate couples, by encouraging them to prepare for full-time mission service. Not only will you bless those potential missionaries, but you may answer the prayers of parents who have a maturing son not yet committed to a mission, despite their efforts to encourage that desire. For example, from childhood through maturing years, our daughter, Mary Lee, had heard her parents speak of our treasured missionary experiences. We'd explain how challenging missionary opportunities had enriched our lives and laid a foundation for all that we treasure in life. Yet we taught that it was her decision of whether she would serve or not. Through her growing years, it was clear that she intended to be a missionary. However, as missionary age approached, her exciting experiences in the university began to present attractive alternatives. Once, when she mentioned wrestling with that uncertainty, she was counseled to talk to her bishop. Appointment was arranged. As she sat down before a choice bishop, and she asked, "What do you think of my serving a full-time mission?" The bishop jumped from his chair, clapped his hands on the desk, and said, "That's the greatest thing I can imagine for you." That comment tipped the scales. Mary Lee served a most effective mission in Spain that unveiled hidden capacities, matured her spiritual development, and caused to flower capabilities that had blessed her as a wife and mother. The bishop that had such a profound influence in my daughter's life is Jerry Willard Marriott Jr., currently in Area 70. But we remember it most for what he did for our daughter, Mary Lee. Now, in her own family, with the strong examples of a returned missionary father and mother, a son and daughter have fulfilled exemplary missions. The remaining son will clearly be a missionary, and the last daughter will, in time, make the proper choice. Another grandchild, following the footsteps of his father, has been recently called to serve in the Mexico Cuernavaca mission. Bishops and branch presidents, you can have that powerful impact in the life of missionaries you encourage and prepare, as well in the lives of their posterity. Use your Aaronic priesthood quorum leaders and advisors, as well as the high priests, elders, and women leaders, to help you prepare to call as many worthy missionaries as you can. From the use of the new missionary resources, many more missionaries you recommend arrive in the field better prepared and highly motivated to serve. While most potential candidates can, with little effort, be ready, a few need substantial adjustments in their lives to qualify. With the support of parents, help them to meet the standards. Pray about which couples can be encouraged to submit papers for a call to full-time missionary service. There is an urgent need for them. I am constantly amazed at how the Holy Ghost inspires matching the characteristics and needs of each missionary and couple to the widely varying circumstances of missionary service throughout the world. I've observed how some of the strongest, most capable elders and sisters are called to the United States and Canada to keep the roots of the church strong there. I've seen how missionaries who return from unusual assignments, such as adapting to the native culture of a Pacific island, Mongolia, the highlands of Guatemala, or otherwise serve with minimum personal contact with the mission president, develop previously unknown personal capacities extremely well. Now, may I speak to you from my heart of what an honorable full-time mission has meant to me personally. I grew up in a home with very good parents, but my father was not a member, and my mother was less active. After my mission, that changed. They became strong members and served devotedly in the temple. He a sealer, she an ordnance worker. But as a young man, like many of you today, I had no way to judge personally the importance of a mission. I fell in love with an exceptional young woman. At a critical point in our courtship, she made it very clear that she would only be married in the temple to a returned missionary. Duly motivated, I served a mission in Uruguay. It was not easy. The Lord gave me many challenges that became stepping stones to personal growth. There I gained my testimony that God the Father and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, did in fact visit Joseph Smith to begin a restoration of truth, priesthood authority, and the true church on earth. I gained a witness that Joseph Smith is a singular prophet. I learned essential doctrines. I discovered what it meant to be led by the Spirit. Many a night, I got up as my companion slept to pour my heart out to the Lord for guidance and direction. I pled for the ability to express effectively in Spanish my testimony and the truth I was learning to a people I'd come to love. Those prayers were abundantly answered. At the same time, my future eternal companion, Janine, was being molded to become an exceptional wife and mother by her own mission. Most importantly, all that I now hold dear in life began to mature in the mission field. Had I not been encouraged to be a missionary, I would not have the eternal companion and precious family I dearly love. I am confident I would not have had the exceptional professional opportunities that stretched me to the limit. I am certain that I would not have received the sacred callings with opportunities to serve for which I will be eternally grateful. My life has been richly blessed beyond measure because I served a full-time mission. Now, can you understand why I'm so anxious to motivate every one of you young men to be a worthy missionary? Can you comprehend why I encourage you as a mature couple to plan, if health permits, to serve the Lord as missionaries? Can you see why I suggest that some of you young women, where there's a desire, and it will not affect an impending marriage, to seriously consider serving the Lord as a missionary? Our home has been greatly blessed by a wife and mother who chose to serve a full-time mission during my period of service. If you're a young man wondering whether you ought to fulfill a full-time mission, don't approach that vital decision with your own wisdom alone. Seek the counsel of your parents, your bishop, or stake president. In your prayers, ask to have the will of the Lord to be made known to you. I know that a mission will provide extraordinary blessings for you now and throughout your life. I urge you not to pray to know whether you should go. Rather, ask the Lord to guide you in whatever may be necessary to become a worthy, empowered, full-time missionary. You will never regret serving a mission, but you most probably will regret not serving if that's your choice. I know that Jesus is the Christ, that his church and the fullness of his gospel has been restored to earth through a singularly important prophet, Joseph Smith. I testify that devoted full-time missionary service is a source of great happiness and rich blessings, not only for those who hear the message, but for those who, under the guidance of the Spirit, deliver it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.